to learn some stories. We have to learn about the tzaddiki. Rabbeinu said they want us. He wanted us to say stories about the tzaddiki. By the way, today is the yahrzeit of Rav Yisrael Cardona. Test the cheshbon. Rav Yisrael Cardona. He was the rebbe of Rav Yisrael Ber Odessa. Saba Yisrael. Rav Yisrael Cardona. He lived. He came from Europe. He lived in Uman a little bit. He became Breslev. He went to Uman, and then afterwards, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Tzfat and in Tveria. He's buried, I think, in Tveria, in the Beit HaChaim HaYashan. He's buried there.
What time period is this?
He died about 70 years ago, probably. Maybe 75 years ago. Tough race. Ein Tet. How many years is that? Almost 100 years ago. Almost 100 years ago. Almost 100 years ago. He passed away almost 100 years ago.
Where is he buried, you know, exactly?
I don't know exactly. It's in the old cemetery in, near his wife and his kids. They all died in. I don't know about him, but his wife and kids died in. There was a plague in Tiberias. Huge tzaddik, huge. And he did everything he could to spread Albano's word. In those days, there was nothing. Now, the Yisrael Breslev, it was him. There was no Breslev, it was him. There was nothing here.
70, 80 years ago?
No, that's already when he died. There was a little bit more. There was Saba Yisrael already started working. And Shmuel was around, of course. And Yerushalayim, there was. There was more. But I'm talking about when he first came down to Yisrael, there was nothing here. About 150 years ago.
Sternhouse, no?
Sternhouse. Yeah, I have a few people. They're all there, they're all in Uman. Or in... So, anyways, we have time? What time is it?
And your question is.
So, let's see if you get a story in. Rabbi Yisrael Brenner said that. Okay, here. We're talking about the relationship between Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender and Rav Shmuel Shapira. Yeah? Rav Levi Yitzchak used to treat Rav Shmuel Shapira in greatest honor that he never treated anyone. When Rav Levi Yitzchak met people who used Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel used to go to Meron, so he has to ask him, can you bring this package to a person who's in Meron or whatever? Yeah, why not, right? He's going. He used to, Rav Shmuel Levi Yitzchak was very makpid on them. How could that's how you respect Yirei Hashem. What is your shaliach? Is your messenger? Is you use him as a what's it called? UPS? He's a UPS boy. What is it? He's a Yirei Hashem. You can't use him like that. And Purim, they used to go to Rav Levi Yitzchak to hear his words and stuff. Rav Shmuel used to say, go to Rav Shmuel Shapira. Go, why can't you go to Rav Shmuel Shapira? So he told him, we went, he doesn't let us go in. He said, so stand by the door, that's no good. Or even stand by the handle. Yisrael Brenner, Shlita, he said, Rav Levi Yitzchak told him once, if you want to do the mitzvah, give tzedakah to the tzaddik in this generation, give it to Rav Shmuel Shapira. Tzedakah to Rav Shmuel Shapira. And Rav Levi Yitzchak had a condition with Rav Shmuel. A condition, you said? Tonight, at a tonight?
Condition.
Yeah?
An agreement
between them, yeah? By the way, Rav Levi Yitzchak, how did he refer to Rav Shmuel Shapira? He said, the Heiliger Tzaddik, the Holy Tzaddik, that's what he called him. And they had an agreement that every day Rav Levi Yitzchak will daven for him, and he will daven for Rav Levi. Yeah. So, 5 more minutes. One of the big disputes between them was about talking. Rav Levi Yitzchak was in the day I had the opinion that you know something, you talk, you speak it out, you go to give a shiur, go and do, must. Right? That's Rav Levi Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Shapira his mouth closed all the time, like we mentioned through the book. And he never agreed with him. He was very, Shmuel was, Rav Levitz, he was very upset at Rav Shmuel about this.
We said earlier you wouldn't do it in public, but privately.
Yeah, one or two people are fine, not more than that.
Even I was at had a Sudas Hodah from when he went to Uman. First time he went to Uman, he made a Sudas Hodah at his house. It's mainly his kids and a few other people. They invited me, and I was expecting that, you know,
something. You'll speak about what it was. Something. Yeah. Garnish. His mouth was closed. Unbelievable. When Rav Shmuel was on his deathbed, so people used to talk how holy he is. The Mashiach speaks so much about how what a holy person he is. And how people just, they had such huge tshuva just from talking about him. So Rav Levitzchak said, if this is what Rav Shmuel does when he's silent, I'm not saying anything. Yeah, okay, so Heilige Benkel, yeah. When Rabbi Yitzchak was at last days, he's like, he was very sick, he had cancer. He had twice, once he was cured for, and then he died afterwards. Okay, so the grandson of Shmuel Shapira, Rabbi Yotzvi, so he brought him the chair of Shmuel Shapira. Well, Rav Levi Yitzchak, the chair of Shmuel. Shmuel was passed away already months before. So Rav Levi Yitzchak sat, and it was a comfortable, very comfortable chair because Shmuel was very sick. He had Parkinson's before he died. So he had a very comfortable chair. They gave it to Rav Levi Yitzchak so he had to be more comfortable when he was sick. So Rav Levi Yitzchak said, I'm sitting in a holy chair. Yeah. Before Levi Yitzchak was nifter, he told his grandson, the grandson of Shmuel Shapira said, I'm going to get a good neighbor in the next world. Meaning to, he was referring to Shmuel Shapira.
I'm going to get a good
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Would they die like 6 months apart, right?
Yeah, less. 4 months. Okay. Amash, 4 months exactly,
yeah, right,
to the day.
Much older.
Much older. 16 years older than
16.
So that was it for today. Tomorrow we'll talk more about all kinds of things about Shmuel Shapira.